You are now listening to a Bush Dipping podcast.
So right now, I've got beautiful young people. That makes me excited. People know, those who follow the show, those who are consistent in listening to the show, know that young people and women, I'm really not being discriminatory, right? But it's just that I love what I love. I'm a young woman, so you'd understand why I love young people and women. But today I've got a cutie pie, and his name is Zen, and he looks so cute with the headphones on, and he's ready to greet the people of Port FM. Before I say anything else or introduce, I'm going to ask him to introduce, just to say hello, people of Port FM, who your name is, and that's it. I just want to hear his voice.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
So my name is Zando. Mm-hmm. I'm the youngest brother. I'm the only brother. And yeah, my name is Zando. Lovely.
He says he's the youngest and the only. Please note, the only. Yeah. Right. So today for the testimony hour, we've got Brother Ravain Smith and family from the New Beginnings Christian Family Church. And they're here to tell us. Now, you remember that this is the last, okay, because it's a Sunday, right? For me, on the gospel show, we've been interviewing people who've been doing great work in the community, who've been really making a difference and going above and beyond what they could, and doing great work amongst community members and where they reside. And today we've got Brother Ravain, and he's got his beautiful kids here in studio. They're so cute. You should see them. So I'm just going to hand over the show to them. That's what I do with my guests. I hand over the show to them. They're going to introduce themselves. They're going to tell us about what they do in the community. Why do they do it? Why do they love doing it? And yeah, I'm just going to hand it over to you.
Hello, my name is Tegan Smith. I'm the youngest daughter of Ruane and Renal Smith, and I'm here to tell you about how we started the soup kitchen and helping out the community.
Okay. All right.
So technically, we started with helping the community about 5 years ago. We started when my father heard a voice of the Lord saying that he should put up speakers to feed the community spiritually. So we started to put up speakers, we started to play music, worship music, and services, online services. Since it was during COVID, people couldn't go to church, but we put up speakers and we helped so they can still have church by their own homes. And then when we since it was by our home, we saw the need of the community during COVID, even when they didn't have jobs. Then we helped them with feeding. We helped with soup kitchen. We started the soup kitchen a few months later, and we started to feed them. And that's technically how we started the soup kitchen. Until this day, we're still doing the soup kitchen every Tuesday, and we're very proud of it. I'm very proud of my father. This is all because the Lord spoke to my father, and my father was obedient in listening to him. That's why I'm very proud of my father for listening to the Lord and guiding us through the soup kitchen.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Tegan. That's a nice informative background about the soup kitchen. Very encouraging as well. Do you enjoy doing it?
I really do. I think I always loved serving people. Mm-hmm. And that's why I just love seeing people get soup or get anything, really. There's a smile on people's faces. Yeah. And it really helps me personally. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just a beautiful thing to see. Would everybody have a beautiful smile? I believe that strongly.
Yeah. So Dominique.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Good evening.
Are you going to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Dominic, the second youngest daughter of Ruane and Renal Smith.
Okay.
And I'm here to speak of the breakdown of the soup kitchen.
Okay.
So it starts with us cutting the vegetables. We cut our vegetables all by ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we start pretty early in the morning. And then while the soup is boiling, we do our basic routine of schoolwork and my father's business every day. Then while the soup is boiling, we, of course, if you've ever made soup, then you have to check on it time to time.
Yeah.
Because that's how soup works. And then when it's done resting and done boiling, then it's perfectly set to serve. And when we serve, then we serve from child to elderly to adults. We beforehand give out little numbered cards so that everyone in the line, which is over 100 people, make sure that they don't leave with an empty stomach. And then when we're done, then we wash the pots. We do all of this by ourselves. Then we wash the pots, and then we just want people to know that it's not through us that we are doing this, but through God working in us mm-hmm. that we're doing this. And this is all because of God and not through and not only us.
Oh, wow. And that's hard work that you
yes,
put in.
Is.
I know. It's a lot of work. With the veggies, before you get to cooking the soup, it's a lot of work. And you can imagine having to do soup for so many people. During the month of June, which is my birthday month, I do soup for the kids during school holidays. Because, you know, other kids, when it's holidays, they don't have access to the school feeding scheme. So they would go throughout the day without any food. So we give them a soup as well and bread. And this year, we couldn't find already peeled and cut vegetables. Because I go to work, so I wouldn't have that time to sit and cut. And we had to do that from scratch. I tell you, I don't know if I'll be able to do it every day. So you guys are doing a great job, really. Tamarin.
Hi there.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm great. No, man, Brother Ruben, you've got beautiful kids. Your daughters are so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So tell us, what do you do?
Hi, I'm Tammy. I'm Ruane and Renal's eldest daughter.
Okay.
I do in the soup kitchen. I did a program with for the kids for the, during the holiday, and it was amazing to see of how the kids could just have fun and mm-hmm. just be kids. So we decided to do that a holiday program.
Okay.
Where we did games, a movie, and they had an opportunity to worship and give their lives to God. During that program, over 100 kids gave their lives back to God.
Oh, wow.
And it was absolutely amazing to see, because their smiles afterwards just changed. They had a glimpse of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So it was absolutely beautiful to see.
That's beautiful. I can just imagine that. And kids need to be kids. That's the most important thing. And thank you so much. So now I'm going to go to the only brother. You know, my dear friend, you must come visit me on the show. We can do the show together, right?
Yes.
No? Yes?
Yes. Very much.
Okay, you must come. We should do the show together one day.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, so tell me, what do you do? What do you do, Xander?
Well, I want to say I don't really do much.
Okay.
It's really my sisters and my dad. So mm-hmm. on the holiday program, I made sure that the little kids didn't come to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, seeing, like, just the kids having fun, like my sister said, it's not really about, like, what you do in the thing. It's about what you do with the community.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's nice. So you are watching the kids not to fall into the pool.
Yeah.
So you're the lifeguard.
Yeah.
So it's not really nothing, come to think about it, right? And it's a lot. Keeping somebody alive, basically. So you are their lifeguard, keeping them from falling into the pool. Okay. No, I see you. I know you've been doing great work. You must keep doing it. So next time, Tamarin, you know, just let him be the one who introduces the movie and tell the kids about the movie, and, you know, be the only brother there, and let the kids enjoy spending time with you. Yeah. No, it's been great. I enjoy the fact that all the kids are involved and they're learning from it. It's such a it's a beautiful foundation for them. And like the word says, you teach the kids their ways, and you know they will always fall back to those ways.
Yes.
The older they get. So yeah, to the man in charge, the man of the moment himself, please do introduce yourself and tell us more about the soup kitchen.
Thank you very much, Prudence. And thank you for having us as a family.
Yeah.
We really appreciate this opportunity. And you speak about the man of the moment. I think the man of the moment is Jesus Christ. It all stems from not just being obedient, but knowing Christ as a family.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at the journey that we are on and we have been on, it's a journey that started in 2010, where When I was in the course of Life Changes at Hatfield Christian Church,
mm-hmm.
there was a prophecy that Pastor Joe Vandenberg, that I received from him, where the Lord said that through our business, he's building our business so that we can help people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really where it all started, where me being the business owner, had to then be obedient to the Lord. and listen to that word where not just the soup kitchen, but also the work, the other work in the community is training and really just using our business to be able to get to the community. Because, you know, we sit with businesses, but we are stewards. The Word of God says that we are stewards of what God has, and we just need to use it so that we can do the business of Jesus. And we all know the business of Jesus. I'm a businessman, and we speak about wealth, we speak about prosperity, but the business of Jesus is getting to the souls. It's where we use everything in our ability to make disciples so that we are able to populate heaven and plunder y'all. And I think that's the journey that we've been on. The Lord gave us a word as a family. And I'm going to read the scripture because that is so important where we see, because people see what we do. People see how weekly people will come to our home to get food. But the Word of God, it speaks in Matthew 22. And this is the word that God gave us as a family during the time. It speaks about Jesus. Jesus spoke to them again in a parable, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle have been butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off. One to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned the city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go into the streets, street corners, and invite to the banquet anyone you find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests." But you see, that is so important for our journey because it speaks about how people will overlook the normal guy in the street, the guy that's sitting at the bridge, that's sleeping in the street. And Jesus wants that people because, like I said, the business for Jesus is souls. And I think that is for us key as a family in terms of being obedient, because we go out, we train people in our through our business, we feed people. But the key thing that we want to show people is Jesus, so that they can understand who Jesus is and see Jesus as their savior. And like Tammy said, over 100 kids gave their lives. And that was such a big thing, because through this whole period of serving people, I think the key and the best thing that we can ever feel is when we see the kids' eyes lit up, because they receive more hope. They receive hope to go forward. Their parents were actually, some of the parents were there. They also then realized that they need to be better parents. The people that we see in the street, really, they now know that Jesus loves, and they can, through us and through this process, see and receive what God has for them. Because when it all started, the soup kitchen, God showed us the people that will come to our property, even though we didn't see them. In dreams of Tegan, she saw how many people. My wife had a dream of a lot of trees around our property, and that represented the people that's actually coming. Yeah, so we are, as a family, we are really privileged and honored to serve God in this way. And like I said, as we go into this and we want to leave something with this community during this time, and it is every family in this community has this, not just us as a family. Everybody's got that one thing that Jesus has gave them, and they can share it with the community. And when I think about resources, people say we don't have resources. It takes me to the scripture where Jesus was speaking about, and they were gathered, and there were 5,000 men and women and children with that.
Yeah.
And he said, we need to feed these people. And then the disciples said, but there's only a boy with 2 fish and 5 loaves. And then Jesus said, just bring it to me. And I think that is what we've seen as a family during this period, is the fact that whatever we could bring wasn't a lot. But then Jesus multiplied it.
Yeah.
And I think that is what we want to leave. So everybody that's in this community can bring change. Everybody's got the ability. Everybody's got the resources. The resource is just bring whatever you have to Jesus. He will make it work. He will multiply it. And if we all can do that in our own ways, mm-hmm. we're using the business, but other people might use arts. Some people might be good in just sharing what they have.
Yeah.
And that is what we have to do. And to end off, I just want to say the key of partnership, because we all as a community is in this, not just us as a family, but the community. Because when I look at the soup kitchen and I've looked at the point I said, there's so many people coming, and sometimes there's so little people coming. But we and I thought about the budget. Being an accountant, I was always thinking about the budget. And I said, but then we get bread. And then it wastes because there's people not coming. And then I decided, then, no, let's for a time not have bread. But then Jesus intervened through Share Up Ministries. And that's why I realized it's not about us. It's about God. Mm-hmm. And if he wants to feed his people, he's going to make a plan, even if we think about budgets. So, and through Share Up, we are able to then get bread now. And I can just see how God's hand, where we try as people to limit him. But if he's there for his people, he will be there. And I want to also use this opportunity to end off just to thank Share Up, because they also, as a family, do what we do. Mm-hmm. But it shows that all of us needs to work together as families in this community. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're not special. I think the only thing that we want to do is be obedient to God and then enjoy the journey with him. Yeah. Because the main business for Jesus is souls. And thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. That's such a beautiful message. Like, here on earth, we are the feet, with the hands and feet of Jesus. Now that he's not here, but through us, he does the works and the wonders. And I love that you are quoting on the very same scripture that Pastor Mulele was speaking about, of the bread and the fish.
Yes.
So I think, Pastor Danny, one thing that God taught me was that at a certain period of time, in a certain period in time, in the spirit, he releases a word.
Yes.
Right. And only those who are connected spiritually will receive the word.
Hallelujah.
Because you will find at a certain time, or in this week, the whole week, you'll tune on to maybe gospel on TV.
Yes.
And a pastor is preaching about the same word. Mm. And you switch on to radio, and a pastor, and you go to your church. Somebody's preaching on the same word.
Yes.
It's the word of the season, or it's the word of the time. And only those connected in the spirit receive the word.
Yes.
So when you hear somebody preaching the word, you're not surprised. Because you've received the same word,
yes.
Right? So it's important to stay connected in the spirit to receive the message of Christ at a specific time.
Amen.
So I would summarize it by saying, at this point where we are, God is saying we need to be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Amen.
Through the feeding of those who are in need, through the looking after those who are in need in our communities. And I always say that when you give, God gives to you back.
Amen.
You know, it's a law. It's in the Bible.
Yes.
When you give to people, to the people of God, God gives to you. He will not let you go hungry while you are feeding somebody else.
Yes,
it will actually preach the wrong message.
Yeah.
Because he's a God of abundance. Right. So there's no way that you will go hungry when you give somebody. So if you're feeling like you giving what is in your cupboard will leave you without, can I tell you that give your faith to have faith in what God can do for you. Give what you have and you will see that God will give to you.
Yes.
You will not be without, because we serve a God of abundance. And may the good Lord bless you. And I
Thank
love
you.
What you're doing with the kids, because this is a foundation that they will not move away from. Yes, life might happen, but this is a solid,
yes.
I call it a solid foundation. Christ is a solid foundation.
Amen.
But the works makes the foundation even steadier.
Amen.
It builds a young woman and a young man into not only a Christ-fearing young woman man, but an impactful member, yes. of a community. And may the good Lord bless you with
Thank
your families.
You so much.
May the good Lord increase cherubs so that they also are able to give,
yes.
more where they have taken. We love what Nelson Mandela did in this community, in our communities, in our country, and setting a tone for what should happen.
Yes.
We should not have Nelson Mandela in the Mandela month. The whole year,
yes.
should be about that.
Yeah.
Yes, we use this month to celebrate, but the message should be that for those who wait for July, should start in January.
Yes, yeah,
nice. Wait for the celebration, but do the works in between
yes.
January, July, and December. Yeah, get going. By July, we'll celebrate.
Yes.
But like how we do for Christmas, we save up and we celebrate in Christmas, but we start saving in January. So start doing the works in your community in January. We'll celebrate you in July,
yes.
And we keep going after Amen. July.
Yes,
we thank God. Please close for us in prayer. I just want to ask Tamarin, the big sister, to close. She's the big sister to close for us in prayer. And then we are coming towards the end of the show, but we're still here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask Tamarin to close for us in prayer.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being here for us. Thank you for showing us your good mercy by letting us wake up today. Thank you, Lord, for always being there and giving us meals on our tables and giving us warmth and protecting us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us wonderful families that will protect us. Thank you for being our emotional support. Thank you, Lord, for giving us what we need, your love. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for everything. And thank you so much for being here in studio. We hope to host the kids. Pastor Danny, you know what I'm thinking, right? I'm putting it out there. So I'm putting it to the producer that one day I want to have the show with the kids only.
Amen.
These kids.
Yeah, well, these kids and other kids.
Mm.
Even if it's 2 weeks in a row, so they can speak to their peers.
Yeah,
it would be great. It really would be great. Let's have the kids. We'll set it up. Let's have the kids come to the show, speak on the word, pray, worship, praise, and let's see how much fun we can have during that show.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much.